This is the Pacifica National Board Affiliates Task Force. It is Monday, what month are we in? November. November 21st at 8:39 p.m. Eastern. And the meeting is hereby called to order. We will ask the pro tem secretary to please call the roll.
I think we have to...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are we ready? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Okay. Alan is on the call. Adriana Casanave? Not hearing you. Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier's here. Anissa Faruqi? No, not hearing you. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Okay, Chandra Hoffman? Not hearing you. Susie Moreno? Not hearing you. Afia Wangaza? Not hearing you. Scott Olson? No. Sean Rhodes?
This is Chandra. Is there a vote going on?
No, we are just doing the roll call.
Oh, okay, because I just got on.
Thank you, Chandra. Okay. Scott Olson? No. Sean Rhodes? Not hearing you. Serene Roberts?
Present.
Okay. Ursula Rudenberg? No. Nancy Saibara and Ari Tomi?
Present.
Thank you. Temba Shabanda? Not hearing you. Lewis Wolf? Not hearing you. Okay. Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, this is Bill.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Bill. Okay.
People do we have, please?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
Okay, great. Bill Crozier?
Yes, thank you. I don't know if you got somebody to stream the meeting, but I'm recording it at least, so we'll have that.
Otis is recording it and streaming it.
Otis is on and streaming. Thank you.
Thank you.
I need a motion to approve the agenda, the draft agenda. Provided by...
So moved. Jan Goodman, so moved.
Discussion? Oh, wait 1 second. We need a timekeeper. Is someone in a position where they can keep time?
I can do that, Nancy.
Okay, great. Thanks. This is, we don't have an agenda. We don't have a seven-minute item on the agenda until we approve the agenda, but let's try to be reasonable for the time that we use. Anyone for the staff on approving the draft agenda?
I move that we approve the agenda.
Ms. Bill.
Who's that, Teresa?
Alan moved to approve the agenda.
Okay. Bill?
Could you please read the agenda? I'm not at my computer. I can't read it.
Okay. It's a draft agenda sent out at, just for everyone else, 8:25 p.m. Eastern. There was the call to order and the roll call, then approve agenda, the issue of streaming the meeting, which is moot since it is being streamed, approval of minutes, set next meeting, and several items here that are noted as old business, but I don't have the old agenda, so I'm assuming they're correct, but you guys may be able to determine that. One is to report regarding the process between affiliate timelines, the time between affiliate candidate submission and when those documents are forwarded to the PNB, then to report on the number and names of candidates for affiliate directors, 2017, obviously. Proposal to draft recommendations regarding a protocol for voting. Status of affiliate contracts. And then under new business, review and brainstorm potential services to the affiliates, and then adjournment. Discussion on the agenda. Okay, so I'll call on myself. So we would obviously strike the issue of streaming. I'm sorry. I'm trying to. Someone called me, so I couldn't see the agenda. Okay. I'm not sure what there is to report on the process because.
Did
you say strike the issue of streaming the meetings?
Excuse me. Sorry. Hello.
It was just.
I have the floor.
Bill for the stack.
And Jan.
Sure.
And Chandra.
Anybody else want to chime in now while there's a break, apparently? Okay, good. So I do not see the... I don't have a copy of the old agenda. Does anyone recall these items being on a previous agenda as old business? An agenda that we approved? Jan, as a person who
Bill.
Was together, can you answer that?
This was the agenda that was proposed Bill. Last meeting. Essentially, I may have changed one or two things just to make it current from today, but that's it. One of the things that I did change, but it seems like it's part of old business, but it could be new business, is the process between the time the affiliate candidates submit their nomination papers and when those documents are forwarded to the PNB members. So that could be new business, but and what that is about is that I asked Janet Coburn if we could be forwarded, then, you know, if everybody could be forwarded the names of the candidates, you know, sooner rather than on those December 1st. And she said, oh, other people have to do things and that there's a behind-the-scenes process of things that have to happen. And I wanted to know, and I'm sure everybody else would want to know what those things are.
Thank you. So this is not old business. So the only thing that goes in old business are the things that were actually on a previously approved agenda.
I see. Okay.
So
point of information, Madam Chair.
So
that A and B would go to new business then.
They would go to new business.
So I move that they'd be sent to new business as a draft. And we can discuss whether they should be there at all.
Alan for the stack.
Who was first? Was it Bill or Teresa?
Bill and then Chandra.
Bill, go ahead.
Thank you. You said something about striking the item about streaming the meetings. I object to striking that. We need to get that settled.
Okay.
And Alan for the stack.
I'll respond. The item on the agenda is not streaming task force meetings, plural. It is streaming the meeting. The meeting being the meeting we're having, which is already being streamed. There is, as you know, a motion before the PNB with regard to special treatment of the affiliates task force over and above other task forces. So the committee, the task force, will not be making that determination itself. Some task forces are not more special than others.
I move to amend.
What is your motion?
Bill Crozier.
I move to amend it.
Hold on, Bill. Who's that trying to see? I'm hearing a faint voice.
Sean Rhodes is here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Thank you, Sean.
I move to amend it to make the issue streaming affiliate task force meetings, plural.
Let's put that to a vote. Is there any need for discussion? I mean, I assume we actually want to get to the meeting. Is there any need for further discussion on that before we vote?
Well, I can motivate it if you'd like.
I'm asking the membership if there's any need. for further discussion.
I'm ready to vote.
What is the motion?
Is it Anna?
I think it's worth, since this is being streamed and people may not have heard the last meeting, I think it's worth a little discussion.
Jan.
Jan Goodman.
You're not recognized. We're not going to do this.
Oh, sorry.
We'll bill for the stack.
On draft agenda, Sean, item 3 is streaming.
Anna?
Are you joining or getting on the stack?
Yes. No. I've just joined.
Okay. Thank you.
What were you saying?
The issue... The issue on the agenda is listed as streaming the meeting. Bill Crozier would like to amend that to essentially whether or not task force meetings should be streamed.
Okay.
And I'm asking how much, it's a 2-minute item on the agenda. I'm asking how much time we need to spend discussing it before we get to actually working on the things on the agenda. Is there anyone who feels the need to speak on this issue of moving, of amending the agenda to reflect what Crozier is saying?
Let's Bill. I'll be allowed to motivate it.
Jan Goodman.
Go ahead, Bill.
Well, the last meeting, two members of the task force disrupted the entire meeting for over an hour and a half over the issue of whether I would be allowed to stream the meeting. So clearly this is important if we're going to get anything done in future meetings.
As a point of order, you cannot characterize other people's behavior. We're not going to have that mess at this meeting. It's the mess that has prevented us from getting any work done, essentially, this year. So just don't do it. It is improper for you to do
that. I just stated what happened, and it was pretty objective.
You stated your view, and you characterized other people's behavior. That's inappropriate. Don't do it. Jan Goodman.
I just wanted to say that I think that it would be a good idea to have as many meetings of Pacifica streamed as possible.
Jan, that's not the motion on the floor.
You said whether or not we needed to have discussion of
the motion on the floor is whether to amend the agenda so that the item is no longer streaming the meeting, but the streaming of affiliate task force meetings.
Okay. So
Alan for the stack.
Excuse me. So I thought we were talking about whether or not we needed discussion. So if the question is simply whether or not we need discussion, I think a little bit of discussion, since this is being streamed, is in order. And I would like to ask whether or not I would be in favor of amending it, but I would like it to be this topic to be put further down on the agenda so that we could accomplish a few other things before we get to it.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, Teresa.
Since that was not put in the form of a motion, and since there is a motion to amend the agenda to read item number 3 to stream affiliate task force meetings, and because almost I think everybody on this call today was on the meeting and the last meeting, I think we've already discussed it, I think we should just take a vote right now.
Okay, there's no such thing as calling a question in committee.
I'm just not calling a question. You ask if we needed any discussion, and I'm giving an opinion. No, I don't think we need discussion.
Okay, but clearly others do because two people have just spoken. Is there anyone else who feels the need to share something on the item, which is converting this motion into something else, and then from Jan, an amendment, although I don't know if she strictly phrased it as such, to move it to a different place on the agenda? And you should say what that place is, Jan.
That wasn't a motion, Madam Chair.
Jan, what were you suggesting this be moved to? Jan, if we can't hear you, we'll have to move on.
Sorry, I was on mute. I apologize. I would like it to go after old business as the first item of new business, perhaps. But or as the last item of old business, one or the other.
Well, it's not old business.
Okay.
So are you suggesting the first?
I would like to go after old business.
So the first item of new business? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Because that's what's below old business.
Yes.
Okay.
Alan for the stack.
And then I'm ready to vote on it.
Okay, folks, you can't call the question in committee. So, you know, when you hear someone call for the stack saying that you want to vote now is essentially trying to call the question. It's just wasting time. What is your point, Teresa?
My point is that we can spend as much time discussing where to move this on the agenda as we could just to vote that we would allow streaming of the meetings. I think that we should just vote on this item to add it to change it to the agenda so we can just vote on it.
Okay, so you've basically told us we're going to take the vote now unless there's a need to discuss. So what are you saying that's different from what we were about to do? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Nothing, Madam Chair. I really don't want to be insulted by you anymore, so just go ahead.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana.
Can you ask the members really to be more civilized, Teresa, please?
Well, I don't know about civilization, but Teresa, I would ask you to not. If you're asked a factual question, you should do your best to answer it, and if you can't, you should say you can't. We were about to.
I'm just following your lead, Madam Chair.
We were about to take the vote on moving this item from where it is to the start of new business. Is there any objection?
I object.
We're out of time.
Please call the roll. Please call the roll. I don't know. Chandra, you're not going to just shout out. We don't have an agenda yet, so there are no times assigned. So please stop.
That wasn't Chandra.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Nancy. I was looking at the Jan did put some minutes on.
Okay, but until we have an approved, first of all, no one should be speaking out without being recognized. These meetings do not have to be torture. And until an agenda is approved with times, there are no times. So we can fritter away another 27 minutes.
Madam Chair?
So, Teresa,
Madam Chair, point of information.
Teresa, what is your question?
Well, first of all, I see a typo or some sort of clerical problem with our draft agenda, in that it says old business is item number 6 and old business is item number 7. Which one is new business?
We'll get to that in a minute. Right now, the question is whether we're moving this modified, whether or not we're moving the modified agenda item. We're voting on it separately. We're going to vote on, now this is a Robert's Rules question, and I'm not a Robert's Rules expert, but the question is whether or not we have to vote first on the idea of modifying the motion and then where to place it. I think those have to be separate issues. So I think we have to vote first on Bill Crozier's motion to modify the item and then on Jan's on where to place it. So could you call the roll on whether or not to modify streaming the meeting to the streaming of task force meeting?
Okay. Alan says yes. Adriana Casanaes?
Yes.
All right. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Crozier? Yes. Thank you. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Thank you. Shonda Hoffman?
Yes.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Thank you. Serene Roberts?
No.
Okay. And Nancy Sabaranaritomi?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So it happens.
Uhuru Sibanda.
Oh, hi. Welcome. Okay.
Well, thank you.
So do you vote yes or no on this motion that the item read to stream affiliate task force meetings?
Uhuru votes no.
So you're voting no. Okay. All right. So it passes. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yes, 2 no.
Madam Chair, this is Chandra with a point of information.
Yes.
Okay. Are we going to get an affiliate's coordinator report?
I have not received one or any communication that indicates it's forthcoming, but we're in the middle of an agenda discussion. Are you attempting to add requesting one to the agenda?
Well, we've had one in the, we've always had that on the agenda in the past. That's why I was asking.
Okay,
and we were
thanks.
Talking about past agendas previously, so that's why I wanted to get that matter clarified.
Okay. Teresa, would you please call the roll on the question on the issue of Jan wanting to move this from where it is to the first item of new business?
Madam Chair, that's why we need to clarify whether new business is item number 6 or item number 7.
Wherever it is, which we can talk about in a few minutes.
Madam Chair, we don't even have a new business on the agenda right now because of this clerical error.
Teresa, please call the roll on whether or not this moves to the first item in new business, wherever it's located.
Jan Goodman, point of order, I think. Madam Chair?
What is your point of order, Jan?
I believe that Teresa must be looking at an older version of this agenda, and I thought if she checked her email that maybe she'll find a newer one. She may
be looking at
okay.
one that y'all might have circulated privately earlier, but the one that was sent to the rest of us shows new business as item 7, and I would like us
okay.
to take a vote now on putting
okay.
this item in.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, but I just took the old agenda from last month. Okay. Sorry for any confusion. All right. So to move it to new business, Alan says no. Adriana Casanade?
Yes.
Okay. Crozier?
Sorry, no.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Chandra Hopman? Chandra Hopman? Can't hear you. Sean Rhodes?
No.
No, okay. Nancy Sabaranarito, I'm sorry, Serene Roberts.
A point of information.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair.
We're moving 7A, correct?
I'm sorry, Bill Crozier. We're taking a vote. Have you voted yet?
Yes, but I want clarification on the vote. I thought we're moving to item 7A. That's what I thought.
You are not recognized. We're in the middle of a vote. I abstain. Please continue with the roll.
Okay. All right. Nancy Sabaranarotomi.
Abstain.
All right. And Temba Shibanda.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So
Goodman, Jan Goodman, I'd like to change my vote from yes to no.
Okay.
On your own motion.
My own motion.
Can I get?
Okay.
Can I get an answer to my point of information before we announce the vote?
What is your question?
Are we talking about moving 7A to old business? Is that correct? Review, brainstorm potential services to affiliate stations.
Bill, I'm trying to answer your question.
Oh,
we're moving item 3, which is the issue of streaming meetings, from 3, Roman numeral 3, to the first item of new business, which is Roman numeral 7, I believe.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. No, my vote is still no, then.
Oh, great. Are you done, Teresa? Did you get everyone?
Yes. And the answer, that it is 1, 2, 3, 4 no, and 1, 2 yes, and 2 abstain.
Anything else on the agenda, or can we actually begin the meeting, folks?
Oh, well, that's good.
Don't force yourself. I can't hear who's speaking. Say your name and speak up. Okay, hearing nothing else, let's vote on the entire agenda as approved. Well, I think we voted on everything. Let's vote on the entire agenda as amended. Or is there an objection? Great. Okay, what's the next item? Sorry, I'm juggling many things.
Streaming the meeting.
We just agreed to move. Okay. Are there any minutes for approval, Teresa?
The next item was streaming the meeting.
Teresa Allen, you just took a vote where we agreed to move that from Roman numeral 3 to the
and
first
it failed.
It failed.
What was the count?
4 no, 2 yes, 2 abstain.
Okay, thank you. We have 2 minutes. Nancy, your timekeeper, we have 2 minutes. Bill Crozier, go ahead, please.
Thank you. Okay, well, the last meeting, I didn't mention any names earlier, but, you know, the meeting was disrupted because two people objected to me streaming the meeting. There were some incorrect statements made to the effect that there was some rule or policy or that the PNB had adopted that task force meetings should not and could not and will not be streamed. And that's not correct. There's no such policy. The policy is that they don't have to be streamed. So, of course, it's very different. And I want to point out that our bylaws and Robert's rules and CPB rules call for open meetings. And, you know, we're supposed to be transparent. We like to... we'd like to make our deliberations open to the public, and even if the affiliate even if the task force meetings are not required to be streamed or recorded, I think they should be streamed and recorded where feasible. And the problem at the last meeting is that I had volunteered to do it. It was easy for me to do. In fact, the last two meetings, I believe, and there were objections to that to the extent that it
I'm
took
sorry, Bill?
Over an
Bill?
Hour before we could get to roll
Bill.
Call. So I think we need
Bill.
A...
If you have a yes. motion, bring your motion. We don't need a speech. Where's the motion? That's why you asked for an agenda item.
Though the motion was a discussion on this topic. I mean, the agenda item was just to discuss the topic. And I just
okay,
like to... If somebody else wants to make
Alan
a motion, they can.
Alan for
but,
the staff.
We have 2 minutes.
A time.
You think you need them all?
Let's vote.
Go ahead.
Time.
2 minutes. Bill, are you finished? Wrap it up, please.
Yes.
I believe,
yes,
I think
finished?
We should vote.
Excuse me, Teresa, I'm not addressing you. Bill, are you finished?
I said yes.
Okay. Adriana, you have the floor, quickly.
Thank you. I think that it's very clear. We keep rehearsing the first thing. This is just, since the beginning of this year, the decision was made by the IT no to stream the task forces. No one of the task forces, including the affiliate, was streamed till now. The only reason 3 meetings ago, this same task force made a decision not to stream. The problem is every time we start discussing the same issue, streaming the meeting. Why the affiliate task force have any need to be any different than all the other task forces. The task forces, the decision from the IT was not to stream it. That's the whole situation. And I think that it's very clear, and we keep discussing the same issue over and over again. How many more times we will lose with this? I propose that really we keep going, we do what we are supposed to be doing, is be working and not wasting our time researching the same situation. Thank you. This is Serene. I move to postpone this discussion. I move to table this discussion, excuse me. And there is no discussion or amendment on that. Let's vote. And we're out of time. But I move to table. Could you call the roll, Teresa? Teresa Allen?
Hello, can you hear me?
We can now.
Okay. Madam Chair, I have a point of information. I don't understand how, once we've passed the 2 minutes, you can move to postpone or even table anything when the 2 minutes were up. In fact, you allowed Adriana Casanave to speak after your own timer had said the time was up. Nancy? And then you allowed yourself to make a motion, which I think is highly irregular for the chair.
Point of order, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, are you there?
What is your point of order, Adriana?
Yes, Madam Chair, I think that if no motion on the floor, the point three was streaming the meeting, the discussion was no motion. The closure said that was just a discussion. The 2 minutes passed. We don't need to vote in anything else, I believe, because we don't have any motions on the floor.
Your knowledge of Robert's Rules of Order is superior to mine. I thank you. We'll move on to the next agenda, which is the issue of minutes. Are there any minutes to approve? Teresa, I didn't see any today, but I think September was sent out at one point.
No, we do not have any minutes to approve today, Madam Chair.
Okay. Did we ever approve September's?
I believe we passed them at the last meeting.
Okay. I don't remember.
Well, we'll get the minutes of the last meeting by the next meeting, hopefully, and then we can all check and do whatever we need to do. Okay.
Okay.
So next item is set. And thank you for your work. Next item is set next meeting date. Anyone with a proposal? Nancy, we have 5 minutes on this.
Okay.
How about the first of never? Okay, I'm trying to get to a calendar. Does anyone have a suggestion? I want to recommend that we avoid Thursdays. Thursdays are PNB meetings, and we're likely to get bumped.
Jan Goodman here.
Sure, Jan. Go ahead.
How about Wednesday, December 14th?
Three LSVs a meeting on that day.
Oh, you know, I'm not looking at the calendar, which I should be. Sorry.
Well, I just remember it because it's one of them is my LSB.
Okay.
Second Wednesday. What about, and I'm not looking at the KPFTX calendar. Can someone open it up?
The 13th is open.
No finance?
Nope.
Okay. That's a Tuesday?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that a problem for anyone?
13th of December. Oops. Sorry. Is a Tuesday. I don't see any conflicts.
Right, I know. Bill told us that. I'm asking whether it's a problem for anyone on this call.
I said none with me.
The 19th and the 22nd are also open, and there's no PNB meeting scheduled that Thursday, the 22nd.
I just like staying away from Thursdays because it could happen. So it depends. If folks want to choose that date, that's fine.
I suggest the 13th.
I agree. Better to stay out of the holiday season also.
Okay, hearing no objection, the next affiliate task force meeting is set for Tuesday, December 13th, 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Our next item of business under, well, actually, A and B under old. Is someone on speaker or something, or can you just mute yourself? #1 will do it because I'm getting an echo. Those two, A and B, were both, they were not, I don't think this was completed, actually. These items are not old business. Or were they all three not old business, Jan? Was it A, B, and C that were all out of? Jan Goodman, are you there? #1.
Oh, I'm sorry, Beck.
Yeah. You had put A and B under old business, although they weren't old business. And was C also improperly placed?
Oh, hold on 1 second. I believe that C...
Madam Chair?
It was on the last draft agenda that I did.
Point of order, Madam Chair?
Last meeting.
Yes, Adriana.
Somebody informed me that a listener that this task force is being streamed.
It's not being streamed, or it is being streamed?
Yes, it is.
It is being streamed. Oh, Otis McClay is on the
streaming?
Call.
It's
Otis McClay
streaming?
Is on the call. Otis McClay is streaming the call.
Why is he streaming the call?
He's a tech worker who showed up on the call prepared to stream. I do think the issue, as I said before, needs to be resolved by the PNB, where either all task forces get streamed or no task forces get streamed. But we hope to get all of that before the PNB. There's a pending motion before the PNB.
Okay, and then it means that, Madam Chair, what are you telling me? That all this NIT decide not to stream all the others, but decide to stream today by himself. That is what, I don't know, is that what is going on?
Alan, for the staff.
I did not ask Otis why he was on the call. I assumed that, as has happened previously, someone contacted him and asked him to stream the call.
But did you ask him to do it? Because if I don't expect the chair.
I did not contact Otis about streaming the call, because I know the issue is before the PNB, and his previous position was that task force meetings are not streamed. That has been his position for Spanish language task force and other task forces. I did not question him on why he is
built
on the
stack.
Okay, but no, I want to be clear, because I arrived a little late. I want to be clear that you, as chair, didn't ask, or is my claim, to stream this task force meeting.
I did not.
Thank you.
Teresa?
I did.
Teresa, did I not hear? I'm sorry?
I did. I as I've stated before, ever since the...
Who are you?
I'm the secretary of this task force. former PNB member and one of the originators of the affiliate task force, which to my knowledge was never a committee, and we have been streaming since I can ever remember, and without question. We have
Bill Carson, I'm sorry. Are you done?
I'm finished.
Teresa, were you done? Okay. Bill Crozier?
Well, I can stream the meeting if Otis isn't doing it. I'll check here in just a minute to see if it's going on, but what was stated just a minute ago was incorrect. There's no policy and certainly no statement from our IT people.
Listen,
I need to correct something you said that was incorrect. You said that the policy was not to stream the meetings, and it's not correct.
Bill Crozier.
That's not correct.
Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Don't do that.
Adriana, well, you said something incorrect. I was making a correction.
Adriana, what is your point of order?
I believe that according to Robert Rule of Order, the point of order and my point of order was directed to you. And I don't understand why a secretary or Bill or anybody else have anything to do with their own opinions. My point of order was directed to the chair, like always is, and I received my answer from you. I don't know what we are doing with all these other people.
Well, you know, because I think okay, well, I'll respond to your point of order. It has been very clear that for some members of the of this group, some chairs are to be treated differently from other chairs, so that there are different standards that apply in terms of conduct when depending on who's chairing. So I think that has been made profoundly clear. In fact, we even have some of that in writing where motions were revised so that motions were intended for one co-chair but not for another co-chair. So that's just how folks are. Okay, so... Jan, I'm sorry, you said all three were not old business, correct?
The first two were not old business. The third one is old business. It was on the last agenda.
Okay, does anyone with access to... I just want to make sure we're not wasting our time. Because we're going to have to do something with regard to these two items. We discussed earlier but did not settle the issue that they were placed under old business, although they are clearly new business. So the body can decide what it wants to do with them, either strike them or someone can bring a motion that would require... May I finish?
Yeah, let me stack. You finish.
Someone can bring a motion about what they would like to do with these two items. If we're amending the agenda, it will require a two-thirds vote. Floor is open for a quick proposition.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Speak.
I move that those two items be put under new business.
Where do you want them under new business? When you say you want to move something, you need to say where.
Top of new business.
Is there any objection to moving the items currently classified as old business A and B into new business A and B? Any objection? Okay, fine. So we're now on to the only remaining item in old business, which is a proposal for us to draft recommendations to the PNB regarding protocol for voting on affiliate directors at the December meeting at which affiliate directors shall be elected per the bylaws. And there are two points, what has been done in the past and is there a better way? Jan, whose motion was this originally, or whose item was this originally?
These were both my items that I had put on the left.
Okay, would you like to speak to it?
Yes, I just the bylaws require the PNB to set out something. It seemed appropriate for this committee to advise them on a protocol, so we would spend less time in that meeting doing it. And being new, I have no idea what the old protocol was. Maybe it's perfect, and we can say, oh, this is the way we've done it. And we can all say, oh, that's a great way to do it, and move on. Or we can say, it could be improved. So that was the reason for doing this, and I am interested in knowing what was done in the past so that we can just make a recommendation, which could be as simple as do it this and this and this, and that's the way it's been done in the past, and be done with it.
I'll recognize myself unless someone else wants to speak first. Okay, so the protocol is set up by the PNB secretary. That was the case last year. That was the case the year before, and I have no reason to expect that she would be any less, that the present secretary would be any less capable of sending out a ballot and instructions than she has been.
I'm very capable. Thank you for the compliment.
I'm speaking about the PNB secretary.
Okay.
Question, Jan Goodman?
Sure.
Does that, I was actually speaking more to the voting, but in terms of what happens at the meeting, is that people, how is that, what happens?
Oh, and I'm sorry, you know, I'm looking at, this is on a point of procedure, I'm looking at the time, and there were 5 minutes assigned to the two previous items which were misplaced in this category. What was your intention with regard to time on this agenda, this particular one, on item C, because it's not...
You know, I obviously did not put anything, so, you know, 8 minutes.
Okay, I would think we've probably spent at least two, so Nancy, can you give us 6 minutes from now, please? And I'm sorry, next time call it to my attention before I move on that I didn't give you the time. Okay, and you might have six more. Sorry? So from now...
Six
more, yes. Yeah, I'm sure we've been talking for 2 minutes on this. Okay, so maybe someone, Adriana, maybe you remember, but it came up, I think, at the PNB meeting. I think Janet spent... something out about this process. I know that there was a motion that we're going to deal with this on December 15th in terms of the interviews and the voting. And there was a motion that the PNB chair, and everybody should have it even if you weren't at that particular PNB meeting, all directors should have it, so maybe someone else can forward it to us, to the full task force. But there was a motion that the PNB chair would select two people to ask questions, interview questions of the candidates.
Yes. That is a motion from the, was a motion that came to the PNB from the PNB secretary.
Right.
To use, and I think that is defined, and it's decided by the PNB office.
So, Jan, does that answer your question about what the plan is? And as to the question, is there a better way? Is that a rhetorical question? Because there's always a better way.
Well, is there a better way than anybody, you know, could put forth? Yes, it answers my question. I wasn't trying to, you know, it wasn't a trick question or anything. I'm just, you know, wanting to follow the procedure and know what
okay,
it is.
I didn't assume there was a trick. I don't think I suggested that. I just wanted to know whether or not the information we gave you.
Yeah, okay. I think that that's fine. And
does anybody?
I do have one question, and that is, at what point and who investigates whether or not people's, candidates. Stations are current affiliates.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I can answer that. That is in our bylaws. It's very clear in our bylaws how the process is. According to our bylaws, by November 15, the candidates should write to the PNB secretary, and after she has the whole information, she's up to December 4th to forward the candidates to the PNB, the whole PNB. That is what.
Yeah, for anyone. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
I was going to say, for anyone who's interested, it's I'm pretty sure it's in Article 5 of the bylaw, the process as laid out. In terms of who qualifies to be an affiliate and what the process is to nominate or be nominated, and the deadline which apply.
I understand all of that. My question was, which particular person verifies that the candidates, their affiliates are actually current affiliates. And that is not spelled out because I don't know if it's the affiliate director or if somebody in our committee is the affiliate director or what. That's my question.
The PMB secretary.
No, that they're supposed to be current, of course. The question is who verifies that they are current. And, I mean, I assume it would either be somebody in the national office or it would be the affiliate director. And
the PMB secretary.
Are you able to hear Adriana answering your question, Jan?
The PNB secretary does it?
Yes, she's the person who receives the nomination, and therefore she's the person who would be in a position to check the status of an affiliate station. And I'm not quite sure what you mean by current, as in whether you mean someone, a station that is currently an affiliate or a station that is, quote, current on its financial obligations to the network. I'm not sure what your use is there of current.
Current on their financial obligations.
Okay, and there is no such requirement in the bylaws. If you, you know.
Well, yes, there is. No. I mean, the bylaws.
Please give us the citation, because I've read this section repeatedly, and I don't recall seeing that. So if you're going to assert it, please prove it.
Okay, but from listening to the recording from last year, I believe that Janet Coburn said that she hadn't, that once she received them, that she just forwarded, she hadn't looked at them again until the day that she forwarded them to the PNB, and that is what raised the concern, my concern.
Okay. The PNB's meeting on, well, you said you'd been in touch with Janet about that earlier. Did I misunderstand you?
Oh, I was in touch with her, and she said this, and this is, she said, I can't tell you anything, and there's certain things that have to be done behind the scenes before I can send them out, and I asked her what those things, quote, behind the scenes were, and she said, and she hasn't answered me, so that's one of the things that I'm curious about, what those behind the scenes things are.
Okay, so my strong recommendation...
And I said to her, and I hope that one of those things is making sure that people are current.
Okay, so let me repeat that if you have language, and if you have found language in the bylaws that suggests that a nomination is linked to a payment, since we have affiliates where payment is not required, we have contracts where there is no payment required. So if, in fact, you have something in the bylaws... that state that those issues are linked, please send it to the rest of us. In the meantime, I recommend you stop asserting it as though it is a fact, because
everybody has at least a one.
Jan, you raised an issue. I'm responding, and then we're going to move on, because I'm pretty sure we're close to out of time. One, if you have language,
I'll look for it.
Don't just keep repeating it. And if you have a question about something that Janet said, you know, the PNB secretary is not on this call. So even if we were to assume that you correctly understood her statement and are accurately reporting it, I can't tell you what she intended. Where are we on time?
Oh, we're at time. 30 seconds to go.
Okay. Next item, status of affiliate contracts. Whose item was that?
Well, I was under the impression that someone...
Okay, whoa. Whose item was that? That is the question on the floor. Who put the item on the agenda?
I put the item on the agenda.
Okay. And what time did you intend to assign to this?
15 minutes.
I propose 10 minutes, and I think that's generous. we can vote on it.
2 minutes is fine. Because I think it's we're just going to have to
okay,
ask.
Okay. So reading the agenda item, the title is Status of Affiliate Contracts. Ask the IED for a report on which affiliate station contracts have been signed, which stations, I guess it means for which stations payment have been or from which stations payment have been received, and the names of any new affiliate stations.
Yes.
Okay. Jan, go ahead.
Okay. I just propose
point of, that. Point of information, I just want to say, I want to ask one question, Madam Chair, as Secretary. There was a proposal for us to draft recommendations to the PMB regarding protocol, item number A on the agenda. So what do we decide on that? Nothing?
Okay, so first of all, I don't
know.
Well,
we move to the next item,
okay.
And I'm
Teresa,
in order to do the
research.
Let me
Teresa.
Finish my question because you obviously.
You just asked your question, and you're obviously not looking at the agenda.
Yes, I am looking at the agenda.
Okay, what is your question, Teresa? Again,
okay.
repeat.
We were discussing item A in old business, and my question is how. I know that time elapsed, so. What do you want me to put in the minutes regard to the discussion of that?
We were not discussing item A in old business. We stated at least three times on this meeting that both items A and B, which Jan listed under old business, are in fact not old business but new business. And we took a vote, I thought without objection, someone can correct me, to move them to new business where she wants them immediately. At the top, so they are now A and B in new business. Did we not take a vote?
Well, what is the item that we just finished discussing then?
Item C.
Which is now item A, that's what I'm saying.
But we've just discussed it.
Okay,
but
was there any result of the discussion? That is my question. Did I miss any agreement that we made as a group?
There was no agreement. She
okay,
asserted that there was language in the bylaws that I believe does not exist in our bylaws. She will seek it and send it on if and when she finds it.
Right.
And on
thank
clarification
you,
about, I'm still answering your question because I want to be sure it's clear because we just discussed it. On clarification about what the PNB secretary may have meant by what Jan remembers being communicated to her, I am at a complete loss because I am not in Janet Coburn's mind.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We're back. You're welcome. We're back on the issue of asking the IED for a report. Did I hear someone else trying to speak?
Jan Goodman.
Okay. Yes, Jan.
I would like to just make a motion that we request the IED for this information.
Can you type it and send it to us?
Can I type it? Yes, that's the same.
I'm sorry?
I said, yes, sure. I mean, do you want me to type a letter? What is it that you... The information...
No, I'm saying if you can put your motion in writing. I actually don't... Well, Teresa can take dictation. I just want us to all agree on the motion, the language on which we're voting, because we know things evolve as people talk.
Yes, sure. No problem.
In the meantime, as Jan is working on her motion, is there any discussion? I'll put myself on the stack. But again, you know, I hate speaking to motions before they're in writing. So someone can hum or something. So if someone tricks into the call now, they won't think nothing's happening. They'll hear sound.
Can we tell jokes?
Okay, so I will put myself on the stack. How much time do we have left, Nancy?
Five more minutes.
Oh, okay. I think it's fine to ask the IED for the information since as long as, well, I would amend it. Jan is asking the IED, and I would ask the IED to direct the construction of a report. I don't think it's the IED's job to do all of these things, and I don't know that she would know the name of every new affiliate that has come aboard recently. But so I think that's the kind of information, and that's the kind of information that one might reasonably expect, I believe, based on past history, from the affiliate's coordinator.
But
however the IED gets it, you know, it's fine to make the request. Yes, Adriana, sorry.
No, that's okay. I won't put myself in the sky. I don't understand. Did anybody receive any information from the, because if I don't mistake, are we sure that the affiliate coordinator, she received notice of when we have meetings? Because most of these questions will be really important if we have the Ursula here and letting us know what is she doing with this issue. What is the situation with this issue? Do anybody receive any excuse from a request from excuse from Ursula Rudenberg for not being in the meeting, not having a report or?
Ursula was included in the email notice of the meeting that was sent out. And I can't speak to whether or not she was included in the distribution of the agenda, but I suspect Jan probably simply used the same list that we've always that we've been using.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. That means that the person that you know is the affiliate coordinator, right? She's the
If you wish to amend the agenda, the motion, did you send it yet, Jan? Because I'm not seeing it.
No, I'm not.
No, okay. I want to see the motion before.
Okay, and she's working on it.
Okay.
Two minutes left.
Can we suspend time since we're waiting for the motion? I mean, we really should count against discussion time.
All right.
Okay.
But on the other hand, someone has to make some good noise.
All righty. I'm just going to send it on top of the
the agenda. That's fine.